This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You guys hear this, this story? Oh, man. We are so crazy in this world. So we're no longer, I guess, allowed to use man-sized. Kleenex is going to change their branding. And here's what they said. Thanks. Thank you for sharing your concern. We recently made changes to our man-sized branding and will now be labeled extra large. Keep an eye out in shops. If you'd like more information, please fill out our form or call customer service. Really? I mean, people are triggered when they see man-sized. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to Man-Sized. You know, mankind, manhood. This gender nonsense is so crazy. Like I said, only in America. Women can be big, too. I get it. I understand that, you know, what's man-sized? Like a, you know, man-sized hand. So if you get a glove, because I, you know, buy golf gloves, it'll say boys or it'll say men. If it says boys size blankety blank, it's like shoes. Boys size, you know, five to whatever. Man size this or that. There's a reason they do it. It's because there's a typical thing, like with children's shoes, you don't want to have shoes that go all the way up through the range, like size 1 through size 45. And it's a marketing ploy probably because women don't want to wear size 30 shoes, right? So they say girls, size blankety blank. Then they have women and they kind of start over. And they say, here's women's size, this or that. Now, there are girls who can wear women's shoes. There are boys who can wear men's shoes. There are men who can wear boys' shoes. There are men who do wear women's shoes, okay? You get what I'm saying? But it's a marketing ploy. But now, no, we don't want to say, man. Why? If we're going to take this to its logical conclusion, why do we have any gender-based stuff? Just put underwear. And you look at them, and then the guy goes, yeah, those kind of look like men. I'm never going to wear a thong, okay? At least not in public. At least not that you know. No, I'm never going to wear a thong. I'm never going to wear one. So if you just said, here's underwear, undergarments, call it whatever you want, and I go there, I'm going to avoid anything that I could ball up into my hand and you can't see it, and I'm going to go over here with a man-sized area or the, you know, the other stuff, and like Duluth, it says we give you more room in the crotch. I'm going to say that's probably for guys, except for, you know, maybe the Hillary Clintons of the world, and I'm going to buy those. So that's how I'm going to do mine. You don't have to put anything on it. You could put blue jeans, and I'm going to go, and if they're skinny, and if they, you know, are hip huggers, or they show too, you know, get down to where they show off my, you know, very amazing body, I'm going to put them away because I don't need to show that off. It's just that you can see that. I'm just saying, you don't have to put, if I'm in a place and there's dresses, if you say clothes, and I go in there and there's dresses over here, you know, a little sundress or where, I'm going to notice where there's flowing into my area, the things that attract my eye. But I mean, isn't that where we're headed? Kleenex. Now, first of all, why would you even bother by, I don't know who marketed this to begin with, to go, these are man size. It's like saying, you know, here's toilet paper, and then here's man size toilet paper, like, you know, for the man who takes a really big crap. You know, I mean, if you take a big crap, does it have to be man size, or can it just be, here's some bigger, you know, like, because what was her name? Sheryl Crow, that said you just need one little piece of toilet paper to wipe up. I would want a man-sized version if that's the case. I want something the size of a paper towel if that's the case, right? What are y'all laughing at? It's true. If you could only use one little piece per Sheryl Crow, don't you want the biggest piece you can use? Maybe you can fold that bad boy up into fours, wipe, then unfold it, you know, wipe again, and maybe unfold it and get one more wipe out of it, because one little towelette ain't going to do it. If it's girl, if it's feminine size, it has to be man size. I want a man size. I want it the size of, you know, I want the size of grandma's blanket. That's the size I want. Because you can never be too clean or fresh down there. It's just the truth. Don't get mad at me for saying it. A lot of you people know it. Yeah, so Kleenex. And then they give you a form to fill out. Like, be sure to look for our new branding. We've gone away from man size, and now it's extra large. Okay? Remember when it was extra large, and it was like, wow, that's big. And now we've got XXL, which is extra, extra large. And then, as if that wasn't enough, we went for XXXL. As if that wasn't big enough, is there like a 4XL? First of all, triple X. Triple XL? Quadruple XL? Okay, look, I'm not trying to tell people how to do stuff, but if you got to buy quadruple XL, isn't that sort of fat shaming? Why don't you just have sizes of size 10? That's as big as we think the human body can ever get. Okay? Or for Kleenex, size 10. This is the size of grandma's blanket. If you can't wipe your butt with this and clean it, then you got a problem, okay? And then there's size 7. For you guys that take big dumps or, you know, big, when you blow your nose, you get a lot of stuff out. Here's a size 7. And then there's a size 3 for, you know, for dainty blowers. Okay. Size 1 for children. I don't know, but come on. Extra large. You know, and it's a marketing ploy anyway, because, I mean, have you seen the little Kleenex that they put in the plastic package that you can put in your pocket that replaces the handkerchief? Do people use those? I mean, look, I will blow my nose. I know my son, I have to stop him from blowing his nose with his shirt. I mean, come on. This is so ridiculous. But they got an 800 number, a consumer service number to call over this issue. And a form you can fill out if you get triggered over man size. Or maybe you're a man and you're like, what happened to man size? And they're like, well, fill out this form and we'll let you know. Call our consumer hotline and we'll let you know that it's been replaced with extra large. And I guess if you need XXL, you can phone in and they'll tell you how to get that. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. AJRadio.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Are you a Democrat? Proud Democrat?
Oh my gosh, it's hard to say proud. I don't know that, I'm not sure that people are even proud of parties anymore, because I feel like the parties are not doing a good job. So I would say that I'm a proud Arizonan.
Ouch. Sinema's running a tight race against the Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally in Arizona. Not so proud. What do we make of that?
What do we make of that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Well, let me tell you what we make of that. We make of it what I've been telling you. I've been saying, if you've been listening to this program, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. By the way, you can call us at 844-551-8255. If you've been listening, here's what I've been telling you. I said Democrats are not proud to be Democrats. You can't run on the pride of being a Democrat. Most Democrats are running as, I'm a moderate. I'm an independent. Oh, I've got my D behind my name because I need the Democrat Party to give me some money and to give me some cover. But I don't want to be a Democrat. The Republicans are running as Republicans. They're running under the new banner of Republicanism, which is Trumpism. And Trumpism is nothing new. I don't want people to, oh, Kevin, you're drinking the Kool-Aid of Donald Trump. No, Donald Trumpism is Republicanism because it's pragmatic, essentially, legislation. It's pragmatic way of looking at the world. It says, oh, you don't want to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel when that's what they say it is? Well, you know what, Israel? We agree with you. Here, go for it. Oh, my gosh. Look at what Trump did. Then they go find film and they go, Barack Obama, Israel's a bad capital, whatever they want. So let's do it. George Bush said, yeah, you know, Israel should be a capital, whatever, Jerusalem. Everybody said it. Trump just did it. End of story. Everybody talked about, let's tackle illegal immigration. Trump says, yeah, let's tackle it. So we're going to build the wall. We're going to stop people from coming in. We're going to fortify with more border patrols. If necessary, we'll invoke the military. We'll pull aid from anybody that brings people in. What if I told people a long time ago, I said, if I was president, the first thing I would do is I would say, every illegal we catch in this country, you lose $50,000 of aid that we send to you. If we catch an illegal from Mexico, if we're sending you $5 billion a year, you can do the math. You've got X amount of people that we catch, and then you will have $0 coming from us. We will not involve ourselves or trade with you. And on, I would use our economy. What does Trump do? He does that. There's no secret to this stuff, folks. But there's a reason not to be a proud Democrat. The policies didn't work. They had 8 years of nirvana. I want you to understand. They had the guy they handpicked. The guy that was going to shut Republicans down. James Carville said, they won't have votes for the next 100 years. They ain't going to be the elected Republican for 100 years. Well, not true. We elected 1,000 more Republicans during the time of baby black Jesus, probably, for all intents and purposes, a Republican renaissance. But we weren't supposed to have anything because Barack Obama was in place. Now, these people are no longer proud to be Democrats. Trust me, even in the city sometimes they don't want to tell you. Or they won't. How many people do you, we follow the Barack Obama plan. There are people running as Republicans going, we support the Donald Trump plan. The Trump plan. We are Trump people. Trump, Trump, Trump. You know what they're supporting? They're supporting pragmatic leadership. Leadership that says, I will no longer allow this country to kick problems down the road that are serious and must be addressed. They talked about some part of the budget that Trump mentioned. He says, you know, they were talking about a penny. They called it the penny program or something, where you just want to get 1% savings in government each year and you can right the ship. Rand Paul talked about it in meetings I had with him, Senator Paul. And he was like, if the government would just say, you know, a small percentage, you know, blah, 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 you know, we could have this thing paid off in, you know, 17 years or whatever, just by cutting a little bit of the budget each time. And Trump just said, we're not going to do 1%, we're going to do 5%. He's like, what will that get us? And he says, and that's the minimum. There are departments that could do more. I promise you there are. And they won't even miss the money. So you got a pragmatist. But you got an Arizona Senate, potential Senate candidate, her name is Kyrsten Sinema. She doesn't want to run as a Democrat. To ask her point blank, I'm a Democrat. Are you a proud Democrat? Now keep this in mind. She ran as an independent before, became a Democrat because that's where the money is. But she does not want people to think she's a Democrat. That's got a stigma to it. Don't be surprised if these clowns change their name at some point and call it the Progressocrats or something, because they love changing their names when they've been figured out, when they've been found out. What could you be proud of if you were a Democrat? I'm asking you. Democrats, call the show. Send me a note. Tell me what makes you so prideful. You proud of the record of Barack Obama? Because you got a measuring stick now. Oh, yeah. See, Trump measures in yards. Obama measures in millimeters. Everything Obama did in a millimeter, Trump made it into a meter. Just to make it easy for people with the math. base 10 versus base 12. I don't want the liberals too confused. So Trump is completely destroyed Barack Obama. Everything that this man stood for, Donald Trump went gone. The only way you can look at a policy of Barack Obama and feel proud is just if you're an idiot, if you're a moron like he was. Don't be mad at me. I'm just telling you the truth. Don't get mad. So I don't blame Sinema for not wanting to say, proud Democrat? No. Democrat because they give me money? Yeah. Proud? Nah, I can't say so much. What are you going to be proud of? You proud of the Congress, the do-nothing, resist Congress that wants to resist the progress that this administration has made in 2 years that is absolutely stunning? It's stunning by anybody's standards. You going to be proud of that? What are you proud of? I mean, tell me. Tell me who's so proud that they go, you know, I'm so proud of this particular person in my political party. I want them to come run with me. Who is Sinema going to send in to run with her? Donald Trump came down and ran with McSally. Who is Sinema? Has she brought in Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Schumer, Pelosi, anybody off the bench? No, they got nothing. There's nothing to be proud of on that side of the aisle. You proud of the way they treated Kavanaugh? You proud of the way that they're treating men in this country? You proud of the way they're treating capitalists? You proud of the way they're treating our military? What are you proud of? I would love. Call me. Let me know, leftists. I told you guys, I'm happy to debate you on what you're so proud of.
Kevin, I'm really proud of our stance on the LGBT, especially those transgender bathrooms.
Okay, let's talk about it. Give me your source of pride. Because there's a conservative or Republican who voted for Donald Trump. I can give you a litany of things I'm proud of. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence said on Tuesday that the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi will not go without an American response. Pence was speaking at a Washington Post live event.
The brutal murder of Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Turkey was a tragedy for his family, for his loved ones, and for your colleagues here at the Washington Post. It was also an assault on a free and independent press. And our administration is determined to use all means at our disposal to get to the bottom of it.
Retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court, announced Tuesday that she'd been diagnosed with early stages of dementia and possibly Alzheimer's. The 88-year-old shared a public letter saying she will no longer participate in public life and will continue to live her life in Phoenix near her family and friends. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK. 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 That's 844-972-BACK.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wow, I saw a CYA move by CNN. A CYA move. CNN wrote this article, and it essentially says Republicans could keep the House. Now, Democrats consider winning the Senate a long shot, but they cling to the hope of flipping the House in their favor, of course. Now, most pundits say the Democrats have long odds to keep the House. And I've seen these numbers. It's something like the Democrats are going to flip 20-something seats, and the Republicans will, it'll end up being 235 to 200 or something like that, or 230 to 205, something like this. And they defend their positions. They mention the historical data, you know, what generally happens in these elections, etc. And I'm saying to you right now, again, on the Kevin Jackson Show, the Republicans are going to keep the House, and it's not going to be the history of midterms or the Democrats cheating that changes that. And I know I got friends that are looking at all this other stuff going, Kevin, man, are you sure? Look, I'm as sure as I was with Donald Trump winning the presidency. I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can reach us, 844-551-8255. The momentum of Republicans is more real in this election cycle and the previous one than in any time in history. Even CNN proposes this unlikely scenario where the Republicans can win, and I called it a CYA strategy because they don't want to demoralize the Democrats, but they can't just flatly go, can we miss another election as bad as we did the last one? So they did this so they wouldn't look as stupid as they did on November the 8th of 2016. But here's what they proposed. Indeed, it's not too difficult to paint a scenario in which the Republicans maintain control. Let's say Republicans win all the seats where they are favored, as well as all the seats where Democratic candidates lead by a point or less in our forecast. That would leave Republicans with a 220 to 215, lead. So Democrats leading by a point. If the Republicans flip those races, it goes to 220 to 215. That alone should give you a lot of comfort, because when they talk about leading by a point, they're talking about polling. They say, now, that's not the most likely scenario, but it's on the table. It's more than it's on the table. See if you've heard it before. You know, the polling, that's what they always talk about, the polling. You could also imagine the situation, and it, he goes on to write this, where the polling is off. Let's say there's a systematic polling error, and Democrats only win the House popular vote by 5 percentage points instead of the 8 or so they're currently projected to win by. That, too, could keep the Democrats out of the majority. In the 2014 midterm, such an error did occur. Bam! We've got history that dates back only a few short years, folks. 4 years ago, they had all the polling that said,
oh, the Democrats are ahead by this reason. You know, this many votes, here's the reasons.
And we completely obliterated it because you know why? We were sick of Obama. We were sick of leftism. But this next reason he gives is one of my favorites. He says, perhaps most intriguing is what happens if traditionally Republican voters who are thinking of voting Democratic decide in the final days of the campaign that they're going to vote Republican after all. There's little doubt that President Trump is hoping that will happen given the rhetoric he used in the last week to rev up the base. I want you to stop for a second and think about that. They're saying there's a whole flock of Republicans out there that hate what's going on in the Republican Party, and they're going to defect, and that we've historically, pardon me, done this in the midterms, and that's what's happened here. Now, I want you to think about who have we had in these midterms, and what did they accomplish? George Bush? George Bush the first one? George Bush the second? Who? Then I want you to think about what Donald Trump has accomplished, what he has done to revamp this Republican Party, and I want you to tell me, do you even remotely think that's what's going to drive their vote? The polling that we're seeing for Republicans saying, I'm all in for the Republicans, is as high as 92%. That's people that say, I love what Trump is doing. I love how the Republicans are. I want you to juxtapose that. Well, first, before we go to that, the 8% that might be there, let's make it 10 of Republicans. Do you honestly believe there's going to be candidates where these guys go, you know, this Democrat is amazing and I really want to do. So if you got 10% of Republicans that want to flip, congratulations. Because I say the best you get is they don't vote Republican. And I can't imagine with the level of, we'll go there, but with what I'm seeing with the Republicans and our enthusiasm, I can't imagine that happening. But now let's juxtapose the Democrats. The walkaway movement is real. And polling among almost any Democrat-leaning demographic has a minimum of 30% of any special interest group now leaning to Republicans. So, I'll give you an example. Millennials, leaning Republican, love what Trump is doing, love their jobs, love their lives. Blacks, they say blacks have shifted as much as 40% in favor of Donald Trump. Latinos, whatever number that we used to get of the Latino vote, say 30%, we're now getting an additional 20-30% on top of that. So that number could be in the 40s now, solidly in the 40s. Okay? Women, everybody. So compare ask this question this way. What do you think the number of Democrats are that say, I fully support the Democrat Party and there's nothing on the other side for me to take a peek at? If that number is 65, I'll go as far as 70% and tell you, congratulations. That would mean 30% of their people are looking at Trump and moving over. There is a walkaway movement of the Democratic Party. There is no walkaway movement of the Republican Party. You can believe it or not believe it. I'm giving you what's the real temperature of the water there. Now, the article continues and they discuss polling again, and here's what they say. Right now, our forecast has 13 districts, including 9 with Republican incumbents running, where the Democrat is favored to win, and the weighted average partisan, i.e. measure of how far the district has voted in all sorts of elections over the last 6 years, is greater than 8 points for Republicans. So he's bolstering his case that here's a chance for Republicans. The number of Republicans in those districts is bigger, and in the 13 districts, 9 of them are heavily Republican, and it's weighted that way. It says that means even in the national environment facing Democrats, there are districts on average we think would go Republican. If 11 of these districts that are currently projected to go Democratic by 4 points or less go the other way, Republicans would hold on to a bare majority. He says, of course, it would be absolutely wrong to take away from 2016 to assume that forecasts are underestimating Republicans. But they are. But he says, rather, the correct takeaway is that the forecast could be off in either direction, favoring Democrats or Republicans. Fine. You want to believe that? Fine. I don't. I actually argue it's slightly more likely this this is what the guy says, not me. He says it's that they're underestimating the Democrats. And then he goes to this guy, 538, Nate Silver, that gives the Democrats 230 or 231 seats, depending upon whether you use the mean or the median forecast. Let me tell you, polling schmoling. There's a poll Democrats continue to ignore. You see it. You've seen it practically every day because we have the hardest working president in history working on our side. Trump rallies. Attend any Trump rally and you get a snapshot of the real picture. These events are all attended by thousands. Thousands more who want to get in. But here's a number that you don't hear. Thousands who won't even go because they don't want to fight the crowds. They support the president and his agenda, but they're not going. Barack Obama ventured out in early September. His event was attended by 700 probably paid people. It was supposed to be his coming out to support the Democrats running for office, and he hasn't been back to any event since. The only Democrat I've seen campaigning for others is Joe Biden, who appeared recently in Nevada. I'm sure it was a rousing event attended by dozens. Then I want you to look at one other thing. Early voting. Early voting in Florida, is a report that said, it looks really good. Of the nearly 790,000 mail-in ballots, Friday afternoon, Republicans held the advantage of over 50,000 votes in Florida. And that's even improved since then. That disparity shows up all over the country, but the left ignore it. They want us to believe our votes are useless, and they look for any signs to gin up their base. But they've just demoralized their base. The Kanye effect. The Kavanaugh effect. And mostly the Trump effect have all contributed to their paranoid delusions. And they really believe they've got a shot. They got to keep telling themselves this because the minute they tell you the truth, they know what's going to happen. Other Democrats will go, see, that's why
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I told you. CNN's playing CYA. They don't want people to know. They don't want the Republicans to know you're in good shape going into the midterms. They don't want the Democrats to know how good a shape you're in because they need Democrats to stay with you. I mean, to stay with them. They don't want Democrats to go, I want to be on the side of righteousness. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I mentioned in the previous segment the absentee ballots in Florida, that when they did them initially, this was back in August, the Republicans had an over 50,000 absentee vote advantage. It was 367,000 to 312,000, give or take. So it was something like that. They had over 50,000 advantage in absentee ballots. Whatever that number turns out to be, that's a big advantage on a statewide basis, if you think about it. Then I get this. This is from Florida guy. Boom. Florida absentee ballots. GOP gains another $3,000 over the last 24 hours over Democrats who increased their lead, he says, to 46K. So I don't know what timing that was, but I'd gotten a different report. all that I want to leads into yet what I consider to be another sign from Florida. And it this one's not mainstream. This one's one that's more obscure, so it, you may not have heard this story. It's from the Miami Herald. They report that GOP candidate Maria Elvira Salazar is up 2 points against Democratic rival Donna Shalala. What's surprising is that this is in a district that Trump lost by 20 points. Boom. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We find these little obscure jewels in order to make you understand that this is not about a poll here or there, the cherry picking that's going on across, you know, the media landscape. This is a district that Donald Trump lost by 20 points. The GOP candidate is up by 2. If you think that's an anomaly, you're crazy. Donald Trump, in 2 years, has gotten the attention of Democrats, hardcore Democrats, people who were on the fence, people who were slightly leaning left, maybe slightly leaning right and stayed out of the fracas. They are now going, wait a minute, I'm watching this guy get attacked. I'm seeing all the benefit, all the good that is coming to my life, and you want me to vote for this other person? No way. I'm going to get on the Trump train. Shalala, a Democrat running in a district that President Trump lost by nearly 20 points in 2016, trailing Republican TV journalist Maria Elvira Salazar by 2 percentage points in a Mason-Dixon Telemundo poll. Salazar's unique background as a journalist in a party dominated by President Trump and her appeal with older Spanish-speaking voters has enabled the GOP to remain competitive. Now, that's what I've just read about them, but let me give you the between the lines. What they're saying is Donald Trump is resonating with the Hispanic community. That's not just Salazar. I mean, she's certainly Hispanic, and that's helping, and it's definitely bumping the numbers because Miami's a bigger, you know, it's got a bigger Hispanic population than most. And Shalala is a black lady. She's been in politics for a long time. They probably see her as a relic because that's what she is. But Shalala, they said, one of the most experienced first-time congressional candidates, won a competitive Democratic primary by less than 5 percentage points, and has faced criticism from liberal Democrats and Republicans alike from her tenure leading the University of Miami when campus janitors were on a hunger strike over low wages and the school acquired Cedars Medical Center. The numbers look great. They're great, Salazar campaign manager said, Luis Castillo. Salazar has a net favorable rating of 22 percentage points, and Shalala has a net favorable rating of 4. Though more voters recognize her than Salazar. 42% of voters support Shalala, while 44% support Salazar, 13% undecided. So, I go back to this. Yes, a popular, relatively popular lady on TV in a Hispanic area, but Hispanics vote Democrat, don't they? Somebody help me here. I thought Hispanics were mostly voting Democrat. But no, they're switching. And they're switching because they're not monolithic like blacks, and they're not making their deal, their political decisions based on Donald Trump's border policy is racist. He said, as always, there are a bunch of caveats here. First, the margin of error in this poll is 4 points, so a 2-point lead isn't statistically significant. Also, Shalala raised $1 million in the first quarter and just started airing TV ads. Salazar hasn't released her fundraising totals yet. Finally, Shalala will get some support from her old pal Hillary Clinton in a couple of weeks. That's bound to bring in more money and a bunch of free media. Be careful what you wish for. Hillary Clinton doesn't have the cachet she had before. That could backfire. I'm just saying. Folks, we have to look at these. Look, I don't think of this as a victory. I look at this as Donald Trump lost by 20 points. If this young lady, Salazar, doesn't beat Shalala, and we get the, quote, moral victory, and she loses by 4 points. Okay, forget what happens there. Let's just project a bit. Let's go across the country And I just talked about the idea of where are we across the country with this vote in the House. And earlier I said, based on a report that CNN gave, that in the districts where Republicans or Democrats are leading by 1 point, statistically by 1 point, and polls are generally plus or minus, ask yourself what happens if that Trump effect affects those districts. And let's say for the sake of this discussion that the Trump impact of Salazar versus Shalala is 4 points. Put that 4 points across the board. The Republicans then win every one of those districts where they are up that by that 1 point. Then we talked about earlier about the second part of this equation. The places where Republicans were behind by 4 points or less. Add that 4 points to those, and suddenly the House is no longer in play. Now, I'm telling you, the House is not nearly as much in play as what the Democrats want you to believe. They must demoralize you. Do you understand this? Look, there's so much for you to feel good about. Are you still riding on the wave of 2016, November 8, 2016? Because I am. What? Let's just stop for 1 second and think back on that moment. We won. And it was an amazing feeling to have the win. But then what happened after that? Donald Trump backed up his win. If he hadn't done that, I'm not having this conversation with you. I'm telling you, historically, this is what's going to happen. Donald Trump hasn't lived up to his promises. People are afraid. He can't get the economy on its feet. Our foreign policy is a wreck. He's still embroiled in scandals that could bring him down and on and on. What can I tell you? Donald Trump has made mincemeat of every scandal out there. Mueller is so afraid to release his report, he's waiting. The Democrats aren't leaking a thing. The Me Too movement imploded on itself with Kavanaugh and many others. It brought to the attention to women on the left how precarious their sons' lives are, their husbands, their fathers, grandfathers even. Show me the win. Show me any win that is in the sails of the Democrats. Show me anything where you go, boy, they stand. This is really a good thing. They're about to do something. They have shifted from one thing to the other because they have nothing. And you're watching it play out right before your eyes. And people are still nervous. Look, I don't be nervous. If that's what you want to do, be nervous. But I'm giving you the numbers. And I think the Donald Trump, I gave you three effects. The Kanye effect, the Kavanaugh effect, and the Trump effect. Those three effects. The Kanye effect affected the black vote. It affected it significantly. So that's not nearly as much of a guarantee as it was before. The Kavanaugh effect affected the female Democrat vote and the millennial vote, including young millennial boys who get it. The Trump effect affects everybody. That is a national effect. You're getting money back in your taxes, money back in your paycheck. You've got job mobility. You can go buy some things for the kids for Christmas and get a few things that you've wanted. You can go out and have a dinner every now and then. I mean, that's the Trump effect. And that is impacting people around the country. Believe me, folks, these little signs of Salazar and Shalala are bigger news than you think. These are happening all over the country. Remember in the 2016 election, all the places Trump won that they didn't think he would. We got a good thing going.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.